The only difference is that the governor intervened and said he wanted to veto this bill, and he was willing to, frankly, risk the lives and health of these 8,000-plus Missourians because he believed that a one-year fix was not good enough. So that was disappointing to me. The risk of their health and well-being is attributable to the governor's actions and to the actions of those representatives who voted to sustain his veto during this session. So that bill never even made it over to my chamber, to the Senate chamber.